This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ask people who do education policy in Tennessee, and they will tell you that that state has a college problem. Not enough people going, to be just a bit more specific. Only about a third of working-age residents have a college degree in Tennessee. In some counties there, it's less than 10%. Money's a factor, sure, but for some, there's an even bigger barrier. They just don't see the need. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from a place where nearly everybody graduates from high school and few go any further.
It's college day at Hickman County High School. Seniors get the word over the intercom. Head to the gym.
You'll be down there for about 45 minutes, and then we'll allow our juniors to go. Thank you.
Recruiters from public universities like Middle Tennessee State and Tennessee Tech, along with a few private schools, have set up shop at tables covered with brochures, water bottles, and keychains. But college is a tough sell here. Even though Hickman has a 92% graduation rate, for most of its students, high school is where their education ends.
I mean, it's our life. We can do what we want.
Senior Kevin Brown says his parents want him to at least learn a trade like his older brother did.
Because they don't want me to be a bum, but I don't think college is for everybody because you can go and waste a lot of money and not know what you're going to do.
Money is a real issue in this rural county outside of Nashville. Roughly half the students come from poor families. Hickman principal Philip Jacobs says there are lots of scholarships and aid available, but what's really missing is a good push from mom and dad.
If the parents are sending one message and the schools are sending another, then the student's going to take the easier of the two paths.
Jacobs speaks from experience. He graduated from this high school in 1990. He was the first in his family to attend college. He says, in his house,
it was never an option that we wouldn't be expected to go on.
Back then, many of his classmates went straight to work in one of the few local factories making Levi's jeans and buttons. Today, Jacobs still hears students say they plan to go straight to work. He asks, where?
Those things are gone. They're not coming back. And now what do we do next? I don't think a lot of our folks have latched on to this idea that education is the way out of that.
But creating a college culture where there isn't one isn't easy. Mae Rawson is a local hairdresser who worked at the Levi's plant before it closed. She snips away as she talks about how her five kids followed her lead from high school straight to work. It's a common generational cycle.
They was just ready to get a job and make some money so they could buy them a car and, just didn't think about college.
Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam has launched a multi-year campaign to try and change that thinking. The goal? At least a two-year degree for more than half of working-age adults.
This is really becomes, like everything else that's really important, a moral challenge. It becomes important for us to say that we won't accept having a percentage of our population that gets left behind.
But for some, not going to college is a conscious decision. Christy McCaleb owns a flower shop on the town square. Her daughter will graduate from Hickman this year.
I could push and I could pressure her and say, hey, you got to go to college. If that's not what she wants, she's not going to put forth the effort. And, why go?
McCaleb says she's willing to make the financial sacrifice to put her daughter through school. But she points out that leaving for college is a decision that carries extra weight in a place like Hickman County. There's not much to do with a college degree if you want to come back home to live near family and friends.
You can't make money peddling around here.
While raising expectations for students sounds like the easiest fix to bump up college-going rates, it may also be the hardest. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.